Star 1310, and we welcome our guest, Amy Rushes. Amy, how are you?
Blessed. How are you doing?
Hey, just blessed, just blessed. You sound so happy. You really sound blessed.
Well, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Oh, wow. Amy, you feel like testifying?
I better, huh?
Yeah. Tell us about the new project.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited about this project. For your listeners, you'll know now, have a brand new record out. It's called Testify, and it was produced by Kurt Carr. And the motivation for this record, I really wanted to pay tribute this time to Reverend Timothy Wright.
Okay.
His passing touched me so. And I love his music, and I just wanted to just give honor to him. And so the title song off the album, Testify, is Timothy Wright's Testify. And Kurt Carr has taken it and arranged it like a crazy man.
Wow.
And so I feel so blessed to be able to have done this.
Was it hard doing that, knowing what you really wanted to do?
Was it hard doing the record?
Yes.
Was it hard doing the record? No. It was my joy to do the record. There's no place I'd rather be as in the studio. I love it in there. And this was such a labor of love. And as maybe your listeners know, that on each one of my projects, I like to pay tribute to gospel great people that have paved the way for us to do what we do today. And on this record, of course, it's Reverend Timothy Wright. It's also Dottie Rambo. It's also Andre Crouch. So, again, on this record, there is something for everybody. These are songs that you remember from long, long time ago. But Kurt has taken them and just made them current. And it's awesome. It's just awesome.
How is it working with Kurt Carr? Because I noticed you've been working with Kurt for a while now.
For a long time. Kurt and I have been friends for 20 years.
Wow.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
It's, oh my goodness, what's it like working with Kurt Carr? Such a privilege, first of all, such a privilege. He is the consummate producer, consummate musician, arranger, songwriter. And he has this uncanny ability to know what you're capable of, things that you don't even think you can do, and he'll pull it out of you. And the things that you can't do, well, then we'll cover it. We'll make it. We won't ask you to do that. We'll do something else that you can do. He's just the sweetest spirit, so cooperative, integral. It's a blessing of the Lord to be able to work with him. I can't say enough about Kurt Carr.
There is nothing too hard for God.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Nothing too hard for God. This song was recorded years ago by Betty Griffin Keller, and we took it, and Kurt gave it a 60s feel. And, you know, of course, the message is, what can the Lord do? He can do anything. There's nothing too hard for God. You will get your dance on with this song. That's all I'm going to say.
Wow.
That's what you'll do.
Now, okay. Now, the I Go to the Rock, is that the I Go to the Rock that I'm familiar with? Was that is it a different one?
Mm-mm, no, that's the one. That's an old church song.
Okay.
Everybody knows it. That's
right.
Dottie Rambo.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And how about the song You Can Make It?
You know, that song again was recorded years ago by Betty Griffin Keller.
Okay.
And this song is a song of encouragement to somebody that's going through and needs to hear that, you know, no matter what it is, you can make it, because we serve a great big God to whom anything and everything is possible. It tells you that the Lord will give you strength to hold on through the battle, that he'll give you courage to face the darkest night, and that you can make it with the Lord. You can make this. It's not too late. It's not over. You're not too young. You're not too old. It's not too serious. You can make it. You can
Our guest is Amy Rushes. What's the message in Didn't It Rain?
Didn't it rain? Oh, my goodness. Well,
lot.
Do you remember? Mahalia did that. That was Mahalia's song.
Okay.
Many, many years ago. And, of course, it's the story of Noah and the ark.
All right.
And didn't it rain?
Yes, it did.
That's what that song is. That's the Bible story of Noah and the ark.
Wow. I noticed you started your project off with It's Good to Give Thanks.
Yes.
And it is good to give thanks, isn't it?
Oh, my God.